All aboard Streamline Express. All aboard.
But I must get on that train. I'll give you the full price of the ticket just to get on for 5 minutes.
Are you absolutely certain? Yes or no? Did you see that train?
You're darn certain I've seen that train.
There's your pride and joy just coming off the turntable.
Yes, sir, the old express.
I'm Ethan Smith, and this is the Steam Engine Express. We begin today with an exciting update from That Sweeney Guy, who is using Steemit to fund the creation of the Steam House, his initiative to open a makerspace in his local town where people may express their creativity and develop their ideas. He also hopes to use the space to promote Steemit to its patrons. A few weeks ago, That Sweeney Guy set out to raise 2,000 Steem to help get the project started, and since then, over 1,200 Steem have already been raised for the space. The latest update post includes details about the actual building the space will reside in, as well as details of future plans. If you'd like to support this initiative, I encourage you to check out this post, as it's a fantastic way to support a real-world initiative through the blockchain. This week, Steam Engine passenger Erados, whom you may know better as the face of the Trip to Spider account, shared a post about a purchase he's made with earnings from Steemit, pepper seeds. This blog is a great look into preparing and planting the seeds, and it also includes many great photographs and explanations of pepper crossbreeding, which can lead to various desired heat levels and tastes. If you enjoy gardening or would like to learn more about planting seeds, I encourage you to check out this post for inspiration. Steemit has become an integral part of many of its users' lives. So much so that Maverick Invictus's latest blog outlines the recent struggle of whether to post on Steemit while on vacation. If you've ever found yourself in a similar situation, consider reading this post and enjoying its takeaways. Often it can be good to take a break from the platform and enjoy time spent with friends and family offline. Just ask Maverick Invictus. The temptation can be strong, but time away from Steemit can definitely be rewarding. New hobbies are often fun and enjoyable, and for Steam Engine newcomer Wax Science, this has been very true. In a blog post this week, we learn about acro yoga, a variation of yoga where participants are often lifted and supported by a partner to experience many unique poses and achievements. Wax Science's blog includes many photos of the outing, so if you've ever wondered about what acro yoga is, I encourage you to check out this post and learn more. Perhaps you'll also find a new hobby. Finally today, we visit Panama, where a Panama mama recounts her recent successful attempt at making and canning blackberry jelly. The post walks through how she found the ingredients, made the jelly, and even got her children involved. If you've ever wondered what it takes to make jellies, I suggest reading this post to learn more about the process. Perhaps you'll even decide to seek out your own ingredients and make some delicious jelly for yourself. If not, you can still enjoy the many pictures included by a Panama Mama in this post and imagine the delightful taste. That's all for today's curation segment, so let's head down the tracks to today's featured station. At the Steam Engine, we try our best to curate all of the excellent content that is shared by our passengers, however sometimes there just isn't enough space. That's why Enchanted Spirit created The Inbox Runneth Over, another curation project which rewards high quality content. You can find the latest editions of The Inbox on its new Steemit home at steemit.com/@The Inbox. Be sure to support this initiative and read the posts that Enchanted Spirit features in each edition of The Inbox. You won't be disappointed. The Steam Engine Express features 5 of the best posts curated by the Steam Engine each week across the Steemit platform. The Express is produced by Ethan D. Smith exclusively for the Steam Engine Initiative on steemit.com and is featured throughout the week on the steamstar.net radio network. That's all for this week's episode. To read posts mentioned in today's Express or to listen to past episodes, visit steemit.com/@EthanDSmith. I hope you'll catch the next Express.